Welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Hagen, a nutrition coach, entrepreneur, food freedom expert, and forever a recovering disordered eater. I am here to help you own your enoughness, find your very own food freedom, and achieve your health and wellness goals in a way that gives more than it takes. Each week, I will provide you with insight and inspiration surrounding no-nonsense nutrition, mindset, motivation, body image, confidence, and other wellness wisdom. Welcome back, squad, to episode number 20 of the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. I have what I believe to be a really groundbreaking topic for today's conversation, and I hope you feel the same way, but let's find out. So to kick things off today, I have a question to ask you. And that question is, when you decide to embark upon a weight or fat loss goal, what is the first question you ask yourself? If your answer is something along the lines of, what can I cut out? You know exactly where I'm headed with today's conversation. Typically, when we think about weight loss, fat loss, we immediately resort to what can I eliminate? What can I scrap from my diet? And I want to talk today about why this is the exact opposite line of thinking that we should be asking when we want to improve our health, feel better in our body, and lose some fat. And if you think about most diets, they subscribe to this same vein of thinking. They eliminate one or several food groups. So maybe you're subscribing to Whole30, which is ditch the dairy, right? No dairy and no carbs, unless it's a sweet potato or fruit, which is super arbitrary to begin with. But hey, whatever, right? Like, this is not a conversation about which diets make sense or are actually helpful, because they all work as long as you can adhere to them. But the why behind the diet is what we're getting at today. So Whole30, eliminating dairy, eliminating carbohydrates, and then we have a vegan or a vegetarian diet, which eliminates all or some animal products. And then we might have low or no carb, keto, absolutely no carbohydrates, even if those are coming from fruits and vegetables. And there are many, many others, right? We used to be no fat, right? Avoid fat entirely. And then we decided that the only way to make food taste good was to eat carbohydrates, because now there's no fat. But then we found out that refined carbohydrates just end up making us all gain weight and decrease our health over time. So now we're dealing with that as a society. So all of that to say, any conventional diet that you subscribe to typically says, don't eat this. No longer eat sugar, carbs, fats, bread products, dairy, like whatever the thing is, right? So immediately we take an exclusive perspective. What do I have to give up in order to reach this goal? And I have a funny anecdotal story for you. Actually, just yesterday, I was working out and my husband happened to be there working out with me. And another trainer at the gym knows that we are both embarking on what we're calling our gentle leaning out phase, right? We're shedding some body fat for summer. But if you know me, if you follow me on social media, we practice what I preach, right? Like, we're still enjoying all of our favorite foods. We haven't given anything up. We certainly didn't say, oh, we're cutting out all starches. Like, no, none of that. So this other trainer is also trying to shed some body fat for summer. And he turned to my husband and said, man, what was the hardest thing for you to give up? And Patrick just kind of looked at me and we smiled. And he was like, you know, man, like, we don't really give stuff up. And it was just kind of like one of those jaw-dropping moments where if you're accustomed to subscribing to diet culture, you just don't get it. Like, what do you mean you're not giving stuff up? Like, that's the whole point of weight loss, isn't it? But I'm here to argue that the exact opposite is true. And I think we should be taking a more inclusive approach to our nutrition strategy, whether the objective is, I just want to live a healthier life, I want to be around for a long time, and I want to reduce my risk of chronic disease for as long as humanly possible. Like, that's a beautiful goal. I don't think it gets better than that. But if your goal right now, if you can't really think that long term, and if your goal right now is to just shed some body fat so you can feel more confident in your skin, and perhaps you know that body fat can be correlated with some health complications that you might be experiencing, although that is not universally true, whatever your goal is, I want you to think about adding before you think about excluding. And if you are a one-on-one coaching client, then you know this is the first thing that we do. Because through my experience personally and with having the ability to work with many, many, many of you, I have seen that when we take an exclusivity mindset approach to dieting, we fail every single time. And if you doubt me, I want you to ask yourself, when has a strict deprivation-based diet ever worked for me long-term? I'm not talking about 30 days. I'm talking 30 months or perhaps 30 years. When has it ever worked for you to say, I am cutting this thing out and I'm never eating it ever, ever again? For the sake of fat loss. Never. It doesn't work. Unless we are not just cutting something out, but we are trading that out for a healthier substitution. So I take the approach of, let's add as much healthy, nutrient-dense food as possible first, so that we're not coming at your goal from a deprivation scarcity mindset, like, oh my gosh, I can't have that. That sucks. Nobody wants to feel that way. But instead, we're coming at it from a, how can I get more of this into my diet so that I feel better and I'm less likely to eat that processed, packaged, refined carbohydrates, snacks, treats, things like that. So that's what I do with my clients. We never subtract. We never take away. Clients often come to me and on their initial call, they're like, well, I know I need to give up soda. That's a real vice for me. Or I'm a sugar addict, I need to give it up. And they're often surprised when I say, okay, we're not gonna work on that though. First, we're not gonna work on it. Instead, we're gonna look at what we can add to your diet. What perhaps you are not getting enough of. And they're kind of mind boggled. They're like, what? I'm coming to you to lose fat and you want me to eat more? Yes, because many of us are deficient in nutrient-dense foods. So I'm here to argue that health and fat loss is more about the foods we eat and less about the foods that we don't eat. And I know that might feel a little funny initially, but I think when you really ruminate on it and think over it, it makes a ton of sense. Because what I have seen time and time again is when we have that exclusivity-based approach to nutrition. Well, now I'm cutting out all that stuff, whether it's I've gone paleo and I'm cutting out carbs, I'm cutting out dairy, or I've gone vegan and I'm cutting out all animal products. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we get healthier or eat better by default. In fact, many cases have demonstrated that simply because I choose to cut out gluten, I think that's going to help me reach my fat loss goal. So I'm going gluten-free. Yay. So I cut out gluten when in fact, I'm just eating gluten-free cookies now. And I think it's healthier. Or maybe I've gone vegan and I've cut out all animal products, but now I'm just eating pasta all the time. Or I've gone keto and I've cut out most of my fruits and vegetables, which, guys, any diet that's cutting out fruits and veggies, just why? Like, think about that one for a second. Any diet that is encouraging you or mandating that you cut out fruits and vegetables, why? I don't have to tell you this, but I'm going to, because I think it's worth repeating. Fruits and vegetables are so important to a healthy, goal-supportive diet. And I don't even know what your goal is, but I can confidently say that. Fruits and veggies help us to preserve our bone mass and our muscle tissue. So as we age, those are two things that naturally deteriorate. So I want to hang on to that for as long as humanly possible. Fruits and veggies help me do that. Not to mention they're packed with antioxidants, vitamins, mineral, fiber, and phytonutrients. I need all of these things. The more, the better. They help me to stay hydrated because they're packed with water. And because they're packed with water and fiber, they're relatively low in calories comparatively to the volume that they take up in my stomach. So if I'm consuming fruits and veggies on a regular basis, well, now I'm feeling more satiated and I'm probably going to eat less of the snacks, of the things that don't serve my goal as much. And now I'm able to reach my body weight or my weight loss goal, my fat loss goal, much more effectively, feeling satisfied and not deprived. So in my opinion, and I don't ever see this changing, I mean, fruits and vegetables are correlated with a lower incidence of pretty much every cancer, stroke, cardiovascular disease. Like, it's a no-brainer, my friends. More fruits and vegetables have been shown to help with pretty much everything from health to body composition. And I always want you eating them. So this week, actually, I'm hosting a veggie challenge in my Facebook group because I keep hearing over and over again that individuals are struggling with their vegetable consumption. And I think we've just lost sight of the fact that plants are so important for us. Like, we need to eat plants. And I know they're not the most convenient unless you love snacking on raw veggies. And that's great, right? Like, slice up those cucumbers, peppers, baby carrots, whatever, like, snack on those. But most of the time, vegetables do require some type of prep in order to be tasty, palatable, or less bitter. And we live in a convenience culture, so if something's not super easy peasy, we tend to dismiss it. And this is your friendly reminder to not, because you cannot afford to not eat fruits and vegetables. Okay? Okay. So, point one, although that wasn't even the point I was trying to make, please don't subscribe to a diet that wants you to eliminate vegetables, first and foremost. And fruits can be really helpful as well. Eat fruits and vegetables. And all of this is speaking to the bigger point I'm trying to make here, which is that we need to stop focusing on what we, quote, shouldn't eat, and start focusing on all of the nutrients that we need to be eating for good health. Because when health is the goal, when we run hard after feeling good, feeling great, physically and mentally, the body composition follows. They're not mutually exclusive. So I think we need to avoid this dietary tunnel vision of like, oh, I'm going paleo and cutting out all of this. I'm going keto and cutting out this. Because just because you're eating coconut milk ice cream doesn't make your diet any healthier than if you're eating regular ass ice cream. Take a look at your nutrition strategy. Does it include a wide variety of fruits and vegetables and other smart carbs? Or are you eating mostly processed refined carbohydrates, what we call simple carbs? Do you have a balance of lean proteins, healthy fats in your diet? Or are you eating the same thing all the time? Or do you have a calories only mindset and you're reaching for the Diet Coke because that's supposed to help you reach your fat loss goal better than the real thing, but you're not eating anything with any substance? That's not going to leave you feeling well, which over the long term, play that out, will not allow you to sustain any results you achieve, whether that's a health goal or a fat loss goal. So there's a problem with taking entire food groups off the table. And if you know me, you know that I'm a big advocate that our bodies need all the essential macronutrients, proteins, carbs, fats. To cut out any of those is just ludicrous. Our bodies are designed to digest and process all of the macronutrients. And our brains respond best to having an inclusive approach to nutrition. I can have a wide variety of things. I choose to identify what is nutrient dense and select that thing because it's going to leave me feeling better. I can sometimes choose the thing that's just going to tickle my taste buds because, hey, I'm all for eating for joy and pleasure too. But my brain doesn't want to feel restricted or deprived, because if I said, you can't have any bread products ever, they're out of the question. They make you fat. Stop eating them. They don't, P.S. But for our purposes, let's pretend that they do. What do you start to crave? Bread. You start drooling when the bread basket is brought to your table when you go eat out with friends or family. Because I said you can't have that thing, now you're in a deprivation-based mindset and you want it more than you did before I said you couldn't have it. Whereas if I said, absolutely, bread can be a part of a healthy, well-balanced diet, and here are all of the other smart carbs that you can choose to eat. Feel free to choose whatever leaves you feeling your best and allows you to reach your goal most successfully. Now, you're probably going to eat bread sometimes, but you don't want it as much as you did when I said you couldn't have it. Guys, I know that in today's food culture, exclusivity is the sexy thing. I'm cutting out this. I'm cutting out that. But if you can't tell me why you're cutting something out, if you have a food allergy, if you have some type of reaction to consuming a food, even if you have significant discomfort or bloating from eating a food item, okay, that's not for your body. Exclude it to promote health and well-being. But if you can't tell me why you're cutting something out, and your answer is, well, like, I'm following this diet, or, I don't know, I thought they made you fat. Like, no. The truth is that the total sum of your diet, the things that are included in your nutrition strategy all the time, matters more than any single food. And I'm sure some of you have seen, there's an awesome meme floating around the internet. And it says something like, the guilt of eating something that you, quote, shouldn't, is worse for you than any food will ever be. And my praise hands are up, friends, because this could not be more true. There is not one single food that can cause any significant amount of damage to my body if I am eating it in conjunction with a nourishing, healthy, well-balanced diet. But if I then eat that food that I shouldn't have eaten, and now I feel bad, I feel guilty, I feel remorse for feeding my body, there's something gravely wrong with that. And now I go down the spiral of, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. Oh, I'm a terrible person, blah, blah, blah. Please keep your eye on the big nutritional picture. The healthiest bodies are the bodies that get a variety of fruits and vegetables, a variety of grains and smart carbs, and a variety of lean protein sources and healthy fats. Forever and ever, amen. There's not an exception to this. There is no one right way. You can cut out whatever you want, and that will help you decrease your calories temporarily, but unless you want to stick with that for a lifetime, and I'm going to argue that most exclusivity-based diets are not lifetime diets, or you will end up compromising your health, unless you are committed to it for a lifetime, it's not going to work. So stop asking, what can I cut out? And start asking, what can I include? Ask yourself, how can I get a variety of colorful vegetables into my diet? Is there something new I can try? I actually have a one-on-one coaching client, and she challenged herself for a really long time to every time she went to the grocery store or to market, she would find a new weird fruit or vegetable that she had never tried before and challenge herself to prepare it in a fun, new, and exciting way. Guys, that's genius. Food can be fun. And some of us are majorly missing out. Ask yourself, how can I broaden my horizons to include fresh seasonal produce? How can I incorporate different lean proteins? You don't have to eat chicken breast all the time. How can I incorporate more whole grains and legumes into my nutrition strategy? And how can I include a plethora of whole, nutrient-dense foods into my day so that my body feels nourished and loved and I don't need to seek out the chips, the pretzels, the cookies, the things that are only ever going to give me temporary satisfaction? These are the questions we need to be asking, my friends. When we do that, by default, we get healthier because now my body is satisfied. It is getting whole nutrient-dense foods. I'm not living off of caffeine because I'm not getting enough energy from the food I eat and from the water I drink. I'm not seeking out fun foods all the time like Oreos, ice cream, and Pop-Tarts because I feel undernourished, malnourished, deficient in important vitamins and minerals. And I reach my fat loss goal faster and more effectively because my body and my brain are not deprived. They are fed and they are fueled and they feel fucking fantastic. Please, please, please ask yourself today, this week, what can I add more of? How can I get more nutrient-dense foods into my day, into my week? And how can I help my body feel like its best possible self? Let me know what you think of this one, friends. I think this is so, so powerful. And I know it's not trendy and I know it's not sexy, but this is the answer. I promise you and I implore you to try it. Trial and error, right? Give it a go. See how it feels and report back. Let me know, please. Leave a review. That would mean the world to me. Snap a screenshot and tag me on social media. I love knowing that you guys are tuning in. And until next time, thank you for listening to this episode of the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. If you like what you heard today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe, and then head on over to nutritioncoachingwithnicole.com where you can sign up for my weekly emails where I send out my favorite tips, tricks, advice, and support every single Monday morning to help you kick your week off right. Thanks for listening. Until next time.